6:30 on a Monday and the beginning of the new month. That's Paxton on Wild Coast Radio, Touch and Go. Before that, Avidan and the Mojos with One Day and Callan Watts. I see you with me. It's time to talk surfing. Greg's on the line, ready to tell us if today's going to be a good day. And I know last night there were kind of easterly winds, or so it seemed. This morning, I'm not quite sure. Greg, very good morning. Welcome.
Morning, Wayne. Yep, you're 100% right. Easterly winds are blowing, and sadly, easterlies are going to dominate for the week. We're only going to see, according to the charts, our next westerly on about Friday. So you're not looking great. Smallish swell as well. So you're going to really have to hunt if you're looking for a bit of surf. It's definitely a good week to do a bit of work. If you can, and hopefully, you know, in the coming weeks, we see a bit more westerly winds coming our way. For today, hunt around, look at Glen Eden will be a good option with a smaller swell, east winds, and then you can also try Argoda. But yeah, it's not going to be great. You really are going to be hunting around for surf today and the next couple of days, actually. Tides for today, you've got a low tide at around 10:20, and then this afternoon, your low tide at 10:20, and then this afternoon your high tide is at 4:30. Good news, water temperature is still absolutely lovely, 23 degrees out on Bob. So we got a beautiful warm current along our shores. And yeah, it's amazing. The whole coastline is really warm at the moment, Wayne. I know I was out at Victoria Bay last week, and it was also sort of 23 degrees, and even around Kuchel Bay and Strand, I was taking my son to university. I was surfing in shorts over there, 23 wow. degrees, and Kuchel Bay, even seeing a few jellyfish. So it's amazing, even that area, although it's not quite, it's not on the Atlantic, but still normally a bit cooler along those shores. It's still got very warm currents along there. So, yeah. Quite interesting, the warm current along our entire coast at the moment.
And as you're mentioning, the further down the coast you go, the closer you get to that chilly water. So it is surprising that the water was so warm that far south.
Yep, all the way through. Yeah, so yeah, right up until the Atlantic, it's warm. Yeah, so sure. That's really incredible.
And, you know, it also begs the question once again, you know, has it got anything to do with climate change, or is it just a cycle of nature that just happens to be a little bit out of the ordinary? You know, that I think we can debate until forever.
Yeah, I think it's not something that doesn't happen. It does, you know, it does happen, especially this sort of time of year. And yeah, so it is a bit of a luck factor where there's no cooler water trapped in any of the bays.
Right.
So warm all the way down. It won't last for long. The cold
currents
will come back, and we'll wish for the warm water. We'll enjoy it. We'll enjoy it while it's here.
Well, let's enjoy it and hunt around and catch the surf for the day. Greg, thanks very, very much. I think you've got some hunting to do, and we'll chat again. Thanks very much for the chat.
Perfect. Thanks, Wayne. Cheers.
And that's Greg Emsley with today's Surf Reports, and that brought to you with the kind compliments of the Oakhampton Guesthouse.
The Oakhampton is a 4-star graded bed and breakfast with 2 decades of service to the tourism industry and the multiple winner of the AA Accommodation Awards for the best B&B homestay in South Africa. The Oakhampton is located in East London, 15 minutes from the airport, 5 minutes from the sea. The Oakhampton, a place where you have a name, not a number. Contact us on 083-660-510 or visit our website at www.oakhampton.co.za for corporate medium stay and weekend specials.
Moving on to see what's happening weather-wise around the province, and this is information supplied by the SA Weather Service. We start with severe weather alerts. Here we've got no impact-based warnings or fire dangers, but we do have a heat wave predicted with persistently high temperatures, and this is expected